Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. We're going to look at the future. This is a new year and a new time that we're in. Actually, as we all know, life ended back there on December 21st, and yet we're still breathing and we can think straight. So life must be going on. And where is it going? Where is it headed? What does it all mean? Is there really a change? Are we going to be different? Is life going to be different? And to help us understand this evolution we're in is a guest who is a speaker for evolution, is a woman who travels around the world, has a big audience following her and excited to see her where she goes. And she has a lot to say about change and about process and about multidimensionality too. She can introduce herself. She knows kind of what she does, as I don't really know what I do. We all are asked what we do, and it's so complex. So I'm asking our guest, Celia Fenn. Welcome, Celia. And who are you, really?
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for inviting me. As you mentioned, I come from South Africa, and I have a website called starchildglobal.com, and I use this to convey information to people about, as you mentioned, our evolution and our spiritual evolution. I do seminars all around the world. I have an organization or network that works with this information. I do webinars with people. I write. I also make music with my partner and do some movement in the spiritual work that I do. So there are many things that I do. I like to think of myself as multifaceted, multi-skilled, whatever. But the focus is definitely on the information about how we become multidimensional and what the future is going to be like. You mentioned that we ended the old world on the 21st and we're still here. Truly, it was the old that ended and the new that was born. And because of the way we have been able to do this, it was seamless and graceful. Most people didn't even notice that the world ended and was reborn immediately, because it's been a process of transformation, and those people who were ready to transform and be reborn actually did this, carrying through everyone else, the rest of the planet. So at the moment we have a multidimensional planet, people living on different levels. So those who are still in the, let's call it the third dimensional level, really didn't notice much because they didn't actually move much. But those who were ready moved up and into multidimensional functioning, and they sure noticed that things were different and things had changed.
That's true. People who can tune in to higher frequencies are sensitive to those frequencies and the changes of them. And most people have no idea what we're talking about. And so it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to talk about it to others and explain what we feel is going on and what we hear about it from our connections out in the universe. And I know that you are somebody who is connected out there. You do a lot of mediumship.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Of one particular source, at least the source identifies it himself as a particular being, and has a lot of good things to say, so we respect that, and those of us who are intuitive know that when we are being intuitive, we really are not speaking for ourselves. We are listening and hearing information that we know is not reasoning of our own mind, that our mind is not deducing anything, and we're kind of blank. We really have no thought process going on except for listening and hearing.
Yeah, the way I perceive it is that these higher entities or consciousness is like an information conduit. And when you allow yourself to make that connection, you are simply being given files of information that come down.
Right, that's how I teach it too, that we actually receive files and then somehow our mind is able to open and read those files.
Well, it's like a big computer. You know, imagine that the divine consciousness or the mind of God is like a huge computer, and you're the end user, and you're able to download more of that information if you're open. The Archangel Michael channel, for example, which is the one that I use in order to access this kind of information.
It's so interesting that you're talking about it as a computer, because in the old days, in the Edgar Cayce days, they spoke about the Akashic Records and there's a big book in the sky, because in those days they didn't know computers.
Right.
But now that we know how computers work, we can understand the holographic nature of a universal computer. We can see that we can have access to it right here, right now. We don't have to fly out anywhere and open a book.
It's just a download. And, you know, my experience has been exactly that when I do channel information. It's like having a download.
Right.
It kind of arrives and you think, oh, something came, and then you are able to access whatever that was.
And it speaks through you. It actually, in a sense, the computer uses you.
Right.
And we're hooked into the software.
Well, that's also what we call universal consciousness or unified field.
Right.
If you want to use the quantum physics.
Of course.
Being able to access the unified field and to bring through consciously information from that level.
And that unified field is a hologram.
Right.
And so we can actually read large volumes of information that's wandering around in this hologram.
Right.
That we can have access to, and we only get access to what is relevant to our own consciousness, that we can hold.
What we need at a particular time.
Right, yeah. Exactly, what we need at a time, and that's what we can hold. So it would be overwhelming if we had to read everything.
We can access everything,
right.
But I think if we brought through everything, we would blow our system, you know, like trying to bring through everything into a computer. They crash. So we're the same, you know, you can't bring through everything.
Right, and people think that because we have access to that we can know anything. And we can't know anything.
No, it's
we can
specific.
Only know what's relevant to that
right.
particular position that we're in. Good, it's so great to talk to someone who understands it the way I also do and uses it so
But I'd like to also say that using this channel, I'm going to call it channel, information download, it's not just about information. In a verbal sense, I also work with music and with dance, because you can channel divine information in holographic terms through movement, through sound, through art, you know, so it's not just verbal.
But as you said, you're downloading a whole file.
Uh-huh.
So the file comes through you, including your body, including
right.
your skills. What have you been channeling recently that tells us what is going on at this point in time in our world?
Well, for the last 10 years, I've been doing transformational work with Archangel Michael, which is talking about what is happening on our planet and to our physical bodies. And he calls this an upgrade from lower consciousness, which he calls third dimensional, into higher consciousness, which is fifth dimensional and above. So our physical bodies have been shifting and changing. Our consciousness is changing. And at the same time, the planet herself, the collective consciousness, because this is just what the planet is, a collective consciousness, is also transforming and ascending into higher levels.
Now, we're talking about higher levels and we're talking about other dimensions. We're in third dimension and then there's fourth and fifth and even higher than that. And how can we relate to it? And we mentioned briefly quantum physics
mm-hmm.
and the quantum field. And actually, quantum physics is about the multidimensional nature of
right.
atoms and electrons and neutrons and it all works in a magical way that science can't figure out. They just know that if we're present and conscious, we can define reality in a more distinct way. And that's what quantum physics is about. What we're talking about here is actually that we live in a dimension that we're conscious of
mm-hmm.
and we create distinction in that dimension. But we don't need to create distinction only in this dimension. And most of us are incapable of finding distinction in other dimensions in using that quantum field. So some of us have been given the opportunity to feel and think and know in other quantum states and understand dimensionality because we experience things that most people don't experience, including this intuitive hearing ability and intuitive
yeah.
feeling ability.
Well, the way Archangel Michael in the channeled information has explained it is that most of us were born into what he calls a third dimension, which is defined as the three, what you call,
your senses.
Horizontal, vertical, yeah, right. Basically what you can feel, and duality, you know, good and bad, black and white, that kind of thinking.
And we're born into the agreement of it.
Yeah. But then when we start shifting, we move into fourth dimensional, which is basically time. We add in time, becoming aware that time is relative, because moving into quantum understanding brings in relativity, Einstein.
Well,
so as we embrace that fourth dimensional level, we start to become aware of the fluid nature of reality. And moving into the fifth dimension means that you become aware that everything is actually one. That's the unified field. And then you move beyond duality and separation and division into a unified consciousness where everything becomes interconnected, right, and one. So in this way, you can see the distinction between a third dimensional consciousness and a fifth dimensional consciousness. And they can coexist in the same place as we are having at the moment, but with different perceptions of reality and different ways of relating to reality.
Well, it's about learning to use the quantum field.
Right.
And most people, or I should say everybody, uses the quantum field. Most
but
people
with
don't know
of
it.
Perception.
And right. And so it's a perception, because actually our thinking comes from the quantum field. Our memory is held in the quantum field. There's no proof in science that our memory lies within our brain.
Well, now you're speaking as a fifth dimensional person, okay? There are people in the third dimension, as I would call it, who would say that was weird. That's funny. How can you say that? Because they're totally invested in the ego and themselves and their bodies, and that they die and there's nothing else. That is a third dimensional consciousness. But what you're describing is a fifth dimensional consciousness.
Well, the fifth dimension is our awareness of it.
Exactly.
But we do exist in the fourth dimension,
yeah,
because our brains only are receivers of fourth dimensional process, where our memory and our thinking come from.
But we also exist as we transform and evolve in the sixth and the seventh and the eighth dimensions. So,
lucky,
you know,
us.
We can move into what we call multidimensional. You know, it's
right,
not just limited. What I've been working with Archangel Michael is up to the ninth and then the 13th levels. But these are labels, you know.
Sure.
What you might understand as the unified field, I'm talking about in layers. So it's about different ways of accessing this field, which Archangel Michael talks about as the consciousness or the heart or mind of God.
There are many people on this planet who are living super real lives, who have abilities, physical abilities. For instance, I'm talking about like breatharians. There are
right,
people who don't need the same kind of reality that we need. And you look at these people and you go, well, that's impossible. Well, from a third dimensional point of view, it is impossible. But if you can see that these people are gifted to be more multidimensional,
right,
they can actually transform their bodies and their abilities into those higher dimensional opportunities, and the rest of us can't.
No, but what Michael has been teaching through the work I do is that we can all do this if we allow ourselves to accept transformational opportunities that are
exactly,
available now.
Exactly.
Because this field is available to each one of us, and our bodies are simply receivers.
And we have to learn to use...
Yeah, we can tune into one level, or we can tune into all of them, depending
right,
on how we choose.
Right, and there are processes, there are ways that we can move into other dimensional vibrations, let's call it,
right,
that we can experience, and then we can use them, use those particular higher vibrations.
Yeah, so it is available to everyone. It's not something that some people are excluded from. Everyone's capable of making that shift.
Well, not everybody's capable of the choice.
What I'm saying is the potential, the possibility,
right, exactly,
of it.
Sure.
And you can choose if you want to or not. You know, there's no judgment here. You cannot and be perfectly fine. Nothing's going to happen to you.
Right.
Or you can choose to transform. It's up to you entirely.
Well, we're moving into a time where we'll be more conscious of those choices.
True.
And that's what's great. And you bring that when you travel around. You bring that knowledge and those opportunities to people that allow them to see themselves in their other dimensionality and right there.
And experience it, because it really is a physical experience. It's not just a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shifts of moving to a higher dimension, the fifth dimension, is to shift away from just purely mental perceptions and feelings into a higher, what we call heart-based feelings, perceptions. So it's felt in the body, it's felt in other ways, and not just mentally received and thought about.
Right, and the more that can be demonstrated, the more perception people have of their choices.
So yeah,
you're an opportunity for people to actually identify
right.
that. And we're all getting more conscious. It's amazing to see this planet ready for such change.
Well, that's the collective consciousness, and that's also always moving and changing. And what I see of us is that we are kind of the way showers or pioneers, a group of people who have made that choice to shift into higher consciousness. And by so doing, you have the 100 monkeys effect. You know, enough of us monkeys do it, the rest of the monkeys are going to get it. So the planet itself is shifting in this way through
right.
the collective.
Right. And we're all still learning and growing. We all have our
right.
own limitations still and laugh at them and
yeah, this
with them.
Moving to higher consciousness doesn't make us perfect. It just makes us able to access higher
right.
levels of who we are and experience that.
Right. Gives us
and I think we are perfect anyway.
Well, another thing about higher consciousness is that we can tune into our life stream. We
yeah.
can see how we are in the multidimensional universe of our many lifetimes, of who we are out in other dimensionalities, of in-between lifetimes. There are opportunities, even hypnosis, hypnotic
mm-hmm.
regression,
right.
can put people into a trance state that they can actually go back in time in between, go back to past lifetimes, but even go in between those lifetimes and see where they go and what shows up and who shows up. And we find that we're with angels and we're with guides and we're with other people we
mm-hmm.
know who are also friends of ours in other dimensions as well as on this plane here. It's an opportunity to recognize ourselves in our multidimensionality while still limited in the dimensions.
Absolutely,
of
and
life.
I find that also helps us to be much more present in our physical bodies, in our own reality, because we can appreciate so much more the experience of being in a human body. We understand it's a limited experience, and it's a very
right.
joyful and wonderful experience.
When we know we're not just this, that we've been trained to
yeah.
think we only are.
Right. And instead of being miserable and depressed and anxious, you learn to actually celebrate the miracle of being in this body. Because there are so many times when we're not, we're in spirit realms, and that's wonderful too. But being physical and being present on the earth is absolutely a miracle, and it's wonderful. And as you move into higher consciousness and you perceive this, it helps you to celebrate every minute of every day as a miracle and as a wonder.
I'm so glad you're saying that. I feel that more and more, to treasure the gifts of this plane that we're on, this dense plane
mm-hmm.
that has a lot of richness to it. And that's why,
but it's
why
such
we
fun.
Come here.
I mean, being in a body.
Well, it's not just fun.
Oh.
There's a lot of physical pain, there's a lot of disappointment.
Yeah, but it's learning how to handle those things, because
yeah.
as you become heart-centered and multidimensional, you learn how to handle those.
But that's, I think, why we come here, is for the richness
right.
of the struggle to resolve our darkness and create light. And
it's not easy. You have
at
to
all.
Have courage.
That's why we come here.
Well, my personal view is that why there's such a mess, you know, in quotation marks, in the world, is because it is difficult to be in a body and to be here, and we're all struggling. But I think the gift of this transformation is to move beyond the struggle and to realize it can be a flow, and that when you're in the flow of divine light, everything becomes so much easier. And in the last years, I have learned to be centered in that flow and to allow the divine to work with me, and life becomes a joy.
Well, actually, it's the lower frequencies that attract lower frequency
uh-huh.
and that make life even harder. And so the more that we can raise our spirit and live in those higher frequencies,
yes.
the more we attract that to us as well.
And what is happening with our evolution is, as I said earlier, a group of us, a significant group of us, are doing that. And so lifting the whole collective frequency until eventually everyone on the planet is going to move into those higher frequencies. It's not going to happen next week. It may take several lifetimes, maybe several thousand years, I don't know. But it is the evolutionary plan is to lift the planet, the entire population, into these higher frequencies.
Well, I think we're getting to a place where darkness is revealing itself more and more and cracking under the pressure of the light.
Right.
And we're starting to see those cracks right now in government, mm-hmm. in all the things that don't work, and the lies around those dark places that make people think that it's all okay. And those lies are becoming more obvious.
And this is just such a wonderful opportunity to make changes, because many people feel despair and anger when they look at government or the economy and the banks and whatever. To see it as an opportunity and a challenge to begin thinking differently and to break through those crystallized and stagnant structures that are keeping us in lower consciousness.
Because of this change, we're more and more realistic about how limited those structures are.
Right.
And our evolution has really taken us into an awareness that we know that we can't keep doing it the same old way.
We have to evolve and change. And mm-hmm. I'm very confident that in the next couple of years, we're going to evolve a completely new economic system, because the biggest pressure in our planet is the economy, especially coming from the third world, as I do. I come from Africa. And seeing the imbalances that are evident here in the USA, but also in Africa and other places, this system has to shift. And I think it's in the motion of shifting right now.
It is, because the power has been in the hands of corporate interests, uh-huh. industrial interests, that have not been for the public good.
That's right.
And it's more and more obvious.
And this cannot sustain itself any longer. People are totally aware of it, whereas they weren't before. People were accepting. As long as they had a nice job and a pension plan and whatever, they were happy. But more and more people are saying no. They want to live differently, and they want fulfillment in their work. They want to express themselves and their passions.
So life has become actually more difficult for so many people who feel stuck and
That's
know
right.
that only major change can do it. There's shows that I've done on evolution recently and talk about the opportunities that come from chaos.
That's what I was saying. It's an opportunity. It feels difficult because chaos is not easy. When you're in chaos, it's very difficult to hold your balance. But from that chaos is the opportunity to create new patterns and new forms.
Right. And so we're seeing that, and we're seeing the need for it.
Yeah.
And therefore, there's so much agreement on this third dimensional plane, because we really see that we have to move to more cooperation, more understanding, which is what the Aquarian Age is about.
And it's about creativity.
We're in that now.
You know, people are not seeing the opportunity to create something different. And I think humans are naturally creative. We might have lost touch with that on some level, but we naturally are creative. And we're capable, we're quite capable of solving all our problems through our creativity.
There's been so much discouragement.
Yeah.
And that's because there are these older cultures that are hanging on, that we are moving through and coming into what's called now integral culture, which integrates the best of everything
right.
that's from the past. So it's not about eliminating everything. It's about understanding it better and working with it.
Right.
And so every system is under attack. The education system hasn't really been serving our higher good. It serves the basic third dimensional senses.
Well, again, that's because people have changed. The children of today are not the same as they were 50 years ago, and yet the education system that we have was basically built and structured for 50 years ago.
Right.
And so we haven't changed our system enough to keep up with the changes in the children. And the children being born today are phenomenally talented and gifted and intelligent. They're almost born with a computer in their hand, and they're able to access the unified field themselves. They don't need a teacher to show them how. So the whole system has to change to allow the children to thrive and enjoy their education, but it doesn't. And it rather takes a gifted child and says, well, there's something wrong with you. You need a special class, or you need Ritalin or something. That's where we haven't been able to keep up with the evolution of our own species.
It's wonderful to see this realization.
Yeah.
And how we can make the changes. And we don't know, you know, there's still a lot of people holding on to the old, but they're losing their grip.
Well, I also feel there'll be a moment, like the breakthrough moment, when everything will suddenly start to shift significantly. It just takes one thing, like an economic change or a political change, and then you get this almost like cascading effect when everything will fall into place, and then we'll see a complete difference. We haven't reached that point yet. I think it's very close, when we have a significant shift, and then it will allow for the rising up of a whole new way of doing things.
And I think it'll all be more accepted because we're in this more beaded up consciousness.
Yeah. As a result of our technology and our computers, we're used to immediate access information. So we're used to and prepared for immediate change as well.
Right. And immediate is part of what this new time is about, because the children of today are much faster than we were. They
right.
think faster, they move faster.
They do everything faster.
Yeah, it's amazing. And all the power to them. It's their future, not ours.
Right.
We do have a great future too, but the youth is the
well, they,
of tomorrow.
As I've been taught through my channeled information, is that they were born with what they call the wiring. You know, they're all sort of wired up to go for this new this new system, but we're not. We had to transform. The transformation for us is getting ourselves rewired so we can kind of plug into this world, whereas the kids are already plugged in. They don't have to learn anything. They just go. So it's more difficult for us to be, but we can be.
And it's fun to watch the progress that they're making
right.
and teaching us how to do a better job at being faster.
But, you know, I just want to add as an example of higher consciousness. You think about Facebook, you know, on the computer level. Facebook is connecting the planet. Everyone, you know, us oldies, we're all on Facebook. We're all connected. Now, the design of Facebook is a mirror image of fifth dimensional consciousness, because the fifth dimension is where we're all connected and unified. And this is what Facebook does, whether you like it or not. You know, it's just connecting people around the globe.
And it's not just Facebook, it's the whole web.
Right.
And the excitement, and there's going to be more than Facebook in the future.
But what I was thinking of is the guy who created Facebook was 20-something, you know. So he's one of this new
right.
generation
right.
who understands the potential of the communication system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's young people in their 20s who are making the difference.
It's exciting. I'm so glad to talk with you about this. This is a great way to introduce this new time that we're moving into in 2013
right.
and beyond. It's inspiring to have this conversation and understand that this isn't a new idea. It's just that it seems more and more today.
I think it's very exciting to look at where we're going. I would say, you know, people, don't be anxious, don't be depressed, don't be fearful, because I think we're going into such a wonderful time, and there's so much opportunity and so much good that can come out of it. So it really is a very exciting adventure that we're moving into.
And Celia Fenn, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you. And you're in New York just for this short time. You were at an event that I was at on 1221 that evening, and you spoke and danced and did all your talented skills. And the whole evening was magical. It was so many people who are really multidimensional people doing their thing. And it was so moving. And you were here largely for that, and then to work with people individually.
Right.
And now you're traveling on. You're going back to South Africa?
I'm going on to Istanbul for a few days to meet some friends. I work in Turkey as well. And then, yes, I'm going home for a rest. It's summer back home, so I'm going to take a couple of months to rest and then back to my travels, and hoping to be back in the United States sometime in 2013, yeah.
Good. I look forward to seeing you then. And
thank you.
It's such a pleasure to talk with you. And I want to thank you for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at progressiveradionetwork.com or PRN.FM. And I can be reached at Peter at heartriver.org or at 212-222-7748. It's a new year. There'll be a lot of great classes that Heart River will be offering. I'll be teaching, and we'll have a great time bringing in this new age. So thank you all for listening.